Are you planning to get in the shade in the future? Yeah. Maka, you too. How old do you think you should be when you get in the shade?
Around 20 or something.
Why?
Because I don't want to be too old. Because then, I don't know, it might just like not work out. And then I don't want to be too young because I won't focus on my studies.
Because?
I won't focus on my studies.
Do you think that it's going to interfere with focusing on your studies?
I don't know. If, like, say you chant 16 rounds and you write, might
not be able to do it. It's just,
you don't make a commitment you're able to do it. Do you agree with that? Well.
He's also considering initiation. So.
Yeah. That's reasonable. Age 20.
Is there a younger amount that you? Because we get occasionally we get young people asking that.
Prabhupada was willing to go as far as 13, 14 years old. But I would say that those are really brahminical type people.
They're serious. They're really serious.
They're
14, 15. Well, more than serious, they need to be brahminical. In other words, that their priority just automatically shifts in that direction, that they can do that, and they're, so they're not running around doing sports, they've got time, they, you know, they've got their studies and they've got that, and they're sattvic enough that they can also withstand all the things that are going on out there. So for Brahmins, or very brahminically inclined people, you could probably do that, but because kids get serious, but they get unserious also, isn't it? Just because someone's serious, does that mean they're going to... Would you initiate someone just because they're enthusiastic? Someone's 13 years old. How old are you now?
I'm 13.
What do you think? Someone just because they're enthusiastic should get initiated?
I don't know. F to B. I don't know.
So he did, like Dwarkadish and some of those who were initiated in the area. What else?
We have two candidates here. Two people we've been dealing with. This is a question about you initiating the UK radio. These two have been around for a long time. Dharmish, obviously, you've known for a while. Dharmaraj as well, because Dharmaraj is known as heading up in the festival committee for every festival that he runs. Spent a good 6 weeks at some worship, heading up displays and various things. And
I mean, one thing is the you want to record.
Oh.
You can record, you're being recorded anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned this thing about that, you know, I should initiate with anyone.
Initiation committee, definitely, because, you know, although you may say you're here, whether it's a week or 2 weeks or 4 weeks, we have many individuals who take initiation from here, individuals who pass through for a week as well.
Yeah. But I like, you know, for me it's like not knowing someone. And I won't know someone if I'm, you know, at least not the way I know, I don't know, someone else. And then the question is, well, I can get to know them after initiation. I mean, it's hard anyway. There's a limit as to how many people you can know. And even in Hungary, I don't necessarily sort of know, but at least I have access to them. At least that was my original focus. I thought, well, I'm a happens to have 200 disciples here in the UK, and but that number, or increasing that number in Hungary, outside, more than a dozen. And that's probably because they moved outside, like Srimati or something. In Russia. That I stopped. I just did that for a couple of years, and then I stopped it. Because that's my own sort of personal preference. And there are some people that, you know, I knew them before they were born, so then I, you know, I don't know if that's what Mohini is going to think when she's 20 years old, that she wants me to initiate, but at least I've known her for 20 years. And then it's really not so much of a problem. It's not an issue. And we can sort of think about that or work on that. We'll just talk about these gentlemen.
Yeah, these two gentlemen. Darish, I think for many years has been coming to you and asking back and forth. He's active in Pandasin in East London. Really has been lazy with myself and Sikram. So we think, yes, you know, he can. That's why he hasn't changed his mind in all the years. So he's still staying with you, despite the fact that Wood said, you know, it may not happen, but he was very adamant to stay. So we said, this is, he's definitely a person that should take. And Dhruvraj is, we also feel, a serious person, because he's been around a long time, actually, and doing very active service, whether in Soho, with Food for Life, overseeing it for so many years, and festivals, and being with Pandasin, one of the main persons of over the years as well. He couldn't commit to initiation for many years, for, I think, inspiration is one, and also a commitment, but he asked your prostitutes and said he's actually he was mature enough to make that commitment, because he didn't want to make it and then not keep up with that. So he's serious enough, and he saw the inspiration in you, although, you know, he'd seen you for how many years, don't
you? First time I met Niraj was in 97 in Wales, on the Central, and then in Hungary.
On the same was in Wales.
Buckland?
Oh, Buckland.
He'd gone to Hungary. So we also felt he was someone that we could recommend in due course, whenever you felt he is doing everything there, working and so on, and serving at the same time.
No, I always start having that type of trial relationship with the woman to say, anyway, it's no commitment. And later on, one can always say no, but it's very difficult. Notice once you enter that, and that's where people's minds are going, it's really sort of hard to disconnect from a practical point of view. So I'm not really inclined to say no, and they are functioning here effectively as members of ISKCON. So in that sense, my accepting them is just sort of on top of all that. And the main thing is that they can maintain the Krishna consciousness. And although I may be an initiating spiritual master, I may be a channel and a connection, but it's not the connection, but rather it becomes one of many links that brings people closer to Krishna. So all right, I mean, if you say so, but then maybe we need to talk somewhere more. And you know, when it comes to at a beginning level, it's not that I mean, Dharmesh talked to before about it, he's written and so on, but when someone comes and says, well, you know, if I'd like to accept Srimad as a spiritual master, then we say, no, And then they don't get, no, he's not accepting disciples. And like that's what Vigyan Maharaj is doing in Russia. Otherwise, I have 1,000 disciples in Russia by now. And he just says, no. And then if that's what the GDC type of presidents say, then you know, at least it doesn't come on me. Then I'm not the one who's under pressure, and they say, no, he doesn't accept. But maybe that's sort of a separate discussion, and since we're here. You know, I'm happy to help, help them and help the man. But maybe in the future we need to work at it in a different way.
Sometimes they aren't like aspiring disciple devotees, like within Pandava Sena congregation. But they keep it internal, then after like 3 or 4 years they let us know, you know. So how do you deal with this?
Well, one thing is that, you know, if it's common knowledge that this person doesn't, they're not going to aspire for someone if they know that person doesn't accept disciples here. So if the word gets out and that becomes the common thing that such and such person isn't accepting disciples, then there's no, you know, someone's aspiring, it's foolish.
They say they can wait.
Huh?
If they say they can wait.
Well, they tell them not to bother you until that person gives the information that he's changed his mind. But they shouldn't harass you about anything. They want to wait. They're free soul, free agent. But if that's out, then that's, you know, that's what you do in the yatra, then it's sort of clear, and that's how you avoid that sort of uncomfortable situation. Anyway, but I guess we can talk about that part separately. And if you got anything you want to ask or say?
Regarding a point you made to me in email 6 months ago, you said,
which was?
The issue was that, you know, we have had, we don't come to the UK so often, and the other one was that we haven't had much association. My thing was, I guess, this is something I need to work on, you know, maybe I can keep going with it or even come to visiting hungry, but I was more in the thing that, you know, putting yourself in association. Under their guidance, you know, serve your instructions and stuff. So I wasn't to be more direct, to come in your face and try to serve you and stuff. I thought maybe you didn't want that, so I was under the wrong impression.
Well, it's not that I don't want it. Obviously, it has limitations. It's even in Hungary, I can't. I can't do talk with most devotees. But they see me, I'm part of the life, I'm helping organize what's going on. They hear from me regularly. And then the relationship, it's not that it doesn't work, it certainly works. That's the way it was with Srila Prabhupada after 1970, 71. It was like, Prabhupada didn't know who was his disciple, at least in that sense. They may have never even talked to him, ever. And that works. Then the relationship is, it's based on hearing through tapes. Obviously, a lot of weight and support is through the other devotees, shiksha gurus, people who are giving that day-to-day guidance, and Krishna. He's the one person who can have unlimited connection with unlimited people, and he doesn't get stressed out. So that's, I mean, fine. And in one sense, you know, that's all right. In that sense, I could, you know, just have 10,000 disciples in the UK. But the other part of it is the sense of responsibility as well. that you know, when something is going wrong and something is happening, then it is, you know, it's your responsibility, local devotee's responsibility, because I can't, you know, I'm not in the know. I haven't had that type of personal contact, and for me, one aspect of the personal relationship is that it helps a lot in helping devotees in difficult times. It's not just a formality. People don't think, well, here's my guru talking, here's also my friend talking, here's my father talking, and it makes a little difference. And everyone's got difficult times, that's guaranteed. So, but in this instance, I'm completely dependent on the local devotees, and, you know, someone comes down and sits down, and you know, I have 20 minutes or half an hour, and they've got a, you know, life decision issue to deal with. You know, I have to be honest with them and say that it would be unfair of me to give you advice when I'm not in tune with the background, I haven't seen the history. You really have to just depend on your local senior Vaishnavas, your local guides, gurus, to be helping you. And so then, you know, I'm really delegating responsibility, which in that sense is all right, provided then you all accept also the burden of whatever karma and everything comes along with it. And that's also yours. In other words, don't make me take.
This is the chairperson. It's the chairperson.
In name only.
Okay, you're the one who gets it all. But don't make me have all the responsibility. But then I'm not there. I don't have the authority. I won't be either stuck with that, because it's not even just a karmic responsibility. It's also like an emotional issue. That means that you all have to share it, and I think that probably if you ask Krishna, he'd probably say that you've got it, whether you want it or not. Because that's the system we're entering into. We're not entering into the family system, where it's just a family and there's a father and there's no one in between. Here we're talking about a lot of older brothers and cousins and uncles and everyone else. So that means if you're doing that, then you share the, you know, spiritual, karmic, emotional, all the baggage that comes along with it. And that's, I'm going to shoot like that, otherwise what does it mean, Guru? You're taking karma. Is that all right? Do I ask anything? He came to talk to me and then he sat down and didn't have anything to say.
That's what I was, what you just said, I was expecting that answer anyway, based on, you know, reading Prabhupada's books. You seem to have listened to your lectures books anyway, that it's like, if the guru is not there, you depend on, you obviously should just guru, like, it's not just one guru, there's many gurus, you know, you've got, Senior Guru Prabhupada is, you know, six gurus and whatnot, so it's not just one person you just turn to, that was my understanding.
In an institution like this, yeah, it's the way it's going to work. If you just have a gurukula and a few people, or a little mat, or a little temple, then it's all very, very personal. And it is personal, and there will be personal interaction, but it's not necessarily based upon my getting to know and live and be with someone. It's based upon Krishna's God, and He's in both of our hearts, and He sort of makes very sort of wonderful things happen because He wants the relationship to develop. But it's really, that's also part of the equation.
It's just one final question, but remind yourself, if individuals like themselves come forward, are there things that you'd expect from them? Should they be listening to one lecture of yours because you're not servants? every day or whatever, or at least
rather they listen to one or two Prabhupada every day. If you don't listen to a lecture, then you know what you mentioned in one Bhagavan lectures where you mentioned that, that what an icon once and have hold seminars for disciples so that they have a sense of identity.
Yes.
I can't relate to that. I can't relate to my disciples having any other identity, that they're part of ISKCON, and that they're, I don't relate to this thing about God brothers, God sisters, as being excluding those who are, who's initiated by someone else, is not my God brother or God sister. I mean, that's what the terminology implies. If you know your God brother is, that means that, you know, she's not your God sister or something, she's not initiated, or I don't know, someone else isn't your God brother, or some other devotee, Ram Maharaj, is not your God brother. I understand there's a oneness and a difference. I think that our need in this God for unity is so important that, you know, the God brothers, God sisters should accept on that function. And it's under Prabhupada's umbrella. I don't think it's necessary to strengthen that tie of, you know, I'm talking to my disciples. I mean, I have a special relationship with them anyway. I mean, Krishna's organizing it within the heart, this relationship, in terms of correspondence, and, you know, they're saying pranams and they're offering pictures, and I'm thinking about them, relating to them, communicating to them. But there needs to be the input. There's no equivalent. There needs to be the input into the overall society. And so if I give seminar, why do I give seminars? And I say, who initiated? No, you can't come in here. You're not my disciple. What is that?
Is that the reason we made tonight open forum for everyone, and you said not just the disciples gathering?
No, I didn't think about that. I mean, I don't mind having just a meeting sometimes, you know, for disciples, maybe it's a practical thing, or if I want to give some message or discuss with them something that's relevant, or even particular, if I'm just, I think there's a need where that can be done. I just have a disciples meeting. Because there are some things that maybe disciples share, or if I start speaking like that in the presence of others, they feel imposed upon, whereas disciples don't. So it's there, that type of gurukula or camaraderie, but I worry that it's given too such emphasis that it interferes with the cohesion of the society.
Also disciples.
In other words, that we don't become little mutts. All the gurus got their disciples, and you put all that together, and that's ISKCON. That can't be ISKCON. You know, the sum total of all the Diksha gurus' disciples, that's a tragedy. It's that there's Prabhupada, and then everyone's, you know, Prabhupada's follower, and in Prabhupada's followers there are, you know, devotees who have swajatiya, they have certain like moods or like sentiments, and you'll find that there are devotees who are not initiated disciples who also have same type of mood, same sentiment, and they, in Hungary more and more, I get, you know, a lot of devotees, and I can foresee that in the course of time it's just going to be standard that, you know, they'll call me Guru Maharaj. Only half of them are my initiated disciples, but then you've been Maharaj's disciples, Guru Maharaj's disciples, Guru Maharaj's disciples, they don't call me Guru Maharaj. They see me more than they see the Guru, I'm the one who preaches to them. So, what about exclude them? But with them, I'm hungry, I don't have disciples' meetings. Wouldn't make any sense.
So I just wanted to ask, a lot of people were saying to me that, you know, you should have some sort of regular correspondence where you give some sort of report and stuff. And why you don't really like email so much unless it's an emergency. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering if you can clarify and just...
Report. Well, I used to ask the lawyers to write me once a month. That may, the post would be better. Maybe once every 2 months would be more practical now, just to how they're doing. But in terms of real reporting, practical type of reporting that's efficient, in other words, before something happens, that should be taking place locally.
Because the way I was doing work, discussed with my mentor, like, you brought up the mentor, I was like, I would meet up with him, you know, every so often, tell him what's the issues in my life, and if and I'd then maybe give you a report, a general report, this is what I've got up to, why not, just generally.
Yes.
That was my understanding.
That's fine. That's fine. Okay, let's go. I don't know who's down there. I don't want to keep them waiting.
Yeah.
Okay.